This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The European Union's top diplomat has ramped up pressure on Ukraine's backers to permit strikes on targets inside of Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, has ramped up pressure on Ukraine's international backers to lift restrictions on the use of weapons they provide to allow its armed forces to strike targets inside Russia.
You are being bombed by the Russians from a place which is out of range of your capacity. You would like to be able to fight on equal terms. This is a war that costs a lot of lives to the Ukrainians, so we have to support them.
The EU restricts the use of long-range ballistic missiles it provides. Ukraine's desperate to target airfields and other military installations inside Russia that are used to stage attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian-guided bomb attack on Friday on Ukraine's northeastern city of Kharkiv killed 6 people and injured at least 55 more, local authorities said. 3-day pauses in fighting in each of Gaza's 3 zones have been agreed by Israel and Hamas to allow thousands of United Nations workers to administer polio vaccines. Rik Peeperkorn, the World Health Organization's representative for the occupied Palestinian territories, spoke with reporters during a briefing on Friday.
So 1.26 million doses of vaccines, 500 vaccine carriers have already been delivered to Gaza. 400,000 additional vaccine doses will arrive in Gaza soon. Over 2,180 health workers and community outreach workers have been trained to provide vaccination and inform the communities about the campaign.
This has been the first detection of polio in the war-torn Palestinian territory in more than 25 years. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Germany announced it's resuming flying convicted criminals of Afghan nationality to their home country on Friday, with the government eyeing polls showing a far-right anti-migrant party set to take first place in at least one of 2 elections in eastern states on Sunday. Zachary Goleman from Reuters reports.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Friday said his country had resumed sending flights of Afghan citizens convicted of crimes back to their home country. A post on social media by the nation's interior minister said Germany on Friday deported 28 criminals to Afghanistan. Berlin had halted returning people to Kabul due to human rights concerns after the Taliban retook power in 2021. But pressure mounted on Scholz's coalition government to reverse that suspension after a fatal stabbing in the city of Zulingen linked to Islamic State at a festival last week. At a memorial for the victims, Scholz vowed to step up deportations. The government on Thursday introduced a package of measures to tighten asylum policy and speed up removals. The resumption comes ahead of regional elections in 2 eastern states where migration is a crucial campaign issue.
Zachary Goleman from Reuters. Adnan Syed's infamous serial case is having a redo. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Maryland's highest court has ruled a 2022 court hearing that freed Adnan Syed from prison violated the legal rights of the victim's family and must be redone. The Maryland Supreme Court's 4-3 ruling marked the latest development in the long-running legal saga that gained global attention years ago through the hit podcast Serial. The ruling comes about 11 months after the court heard arguments last October in a case that has been fraught with legal twists and divided court rulings since Syed was convicted in 2000 of killing his high school ex-girlfriend, Hae Min Lee. Syed was released from prison in September 2022 when a Baltimore judge overturned his conviction after city prosecutors found flaws in the evidence. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Canadian Rail Union says it has filed lawsuits challenging back-to-work orders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on union litigation.
The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference says it's filed appeals challenging the binding arbitration imposed on workers at Canadian National and CPKC. Labor leaders don't want to let a precedent stand that the government can block a strike from taking place, taking away union leverage. Last week, the 2 rail companies locked out their workers, but the government ordered them back on the job, fearing a severe economic impact from trains just sitting idle. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Panama authorities deported a group of 30 migrants to Ecuador on Thursday evening, a second flight financed by the United States as part of an agreement between the U.S. and Panama to discourage irregular crossings and reduce the flow of mostly U.S.-bound migration. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.